The Baseball Bat, Chapter 15, No Guts, No Glory. After spending a few more days in the city, Saturday was finally here. After the morning shopping and laundry with my mother, I went down and borrowed a boat to try again. Molly and her family were there, and Todd asked if he could go on the boat with me. "Todd, not this time," I said, and he got so sad that I thought he was going to cry. "Okay, Todd, ask your mother and father." Molly came up to me and said that I didn't have to take him. "It's okay. He can come," I said. Molly said, "Don't go too far." What do I do now? I had a 5-year-old with me. I couldn't let the dream girl see me with a 5-year-old. I decided to row by and at least see if she was out. I rowed close to Hank's, and there she was. She looked as fine as ever. Wow! She was out sunbathing. She saw me. I took a deep breath and thought, no guts, no glory. I waved to her, and to my surprise, she waved back and also seemed to smile. Then Todd waved to her, and she waved back at him and smiled too. Wow. This little tyke got as much attention from her as I did. I rowed back to shore and helped Todd out of the boat. Molly came up and said, "Now, Todd, what do you say?" Todd said, "Thank you," and gave me a big hug. I went back home and waited for Molly and her family to leave, and then I took the boat out again. This time, there was no one out at Hank's house, so I rowed back and went home. I thought about it, and there was nothing negative yet. If nothing else, we had exchanged friendly waves. On Sunday, I met Stan again for the neighborhood game. I was feeling more comfortable playing in the game. We agreed that I would row down to his beach on Wednesday afternoon, and he would be there to meet me. On Monday, I got my final grades and my room assignment for 5th grade in the mail. I got satisfactory in gym and music and art, and I got A's in math, spelling, and English. I got an A- in science and a B+ in social studies. I was hoping for all A's, but it was late in the marking period when I started to make more of an effort. I would have to make getting all A's my goal for 5th grade. On Wednesday, I helped Gramps with his work, had lunch, and then took the boat out. No one was out at Hank's, but I kept going down to Stan's neighborhood beach. As I approached, I saw Stan by the shore, so I pulled the boat up on the shore, and Stan and I sat on the beach and looked around at the girls. We had fun joking around and looking at people. I saw a few people I knew from school, and they came up and talked to us. The best part was finding out that Stan would be in the same class as me for 5th grade. We had a fun time together. After a few hours, I got back in the boat and rowed home. We started doing this every Wednesday. This one day really helped us to solidify our friendship. On Saturday, I headed out again to look for the dream girl at Hank's house. I called her the dream girl since I didn't know her name. She was there again with 2 friends this time. I waved and all 3 girls waved back. "Hi, I'm Tom from down the lake." I blew it already. "I'm from down the lake? She must think I'm a fish. What a stupid thing to say." The dream girl asked, "Where is your little brother today?" I smiled and said, "He's not my brother. He's the neighbor's grandson. Do you live here?" "No," she said. "This is my grandparents' house. My parents bring me and sometimes my friends out on weekends." "What's your name?" "Teresa. And these are my friends, Mary and Donna." "It's nice meeting all of you. I hope to see you around." "Nice finally meeting you, Tom. Come and say hi again," Teresa said. As I rowed on, I could hear the girls giggling. I rowed back and tried to assess the situation. Did I say anything really stupid? I think I was okay. I wasn't planning on the other girls being there. Well, at least I got her name. Wow, every time I see her, she looks better and better. She had a really nice tan, big eyes, and there was something about that long, silky hair that I really liked. She didn't scream and tell me to get lost, so the worst case scenario didn't happen. I couldn't wait to see her again. The following Saturday, she wasn't there when I rode by. I had waited all week. What a disappointment. I felt sad that day and didn't feel like doing anything. I finally decided I would just have to try again the next weekend. I hoped she wasn't trying to avoid me. The following Saturday was June 29th, so I took the boat out again, and this time she was out by herself. I yelled, "Hi, Teresa! Hi, Tom!" She remembered my name. That seemed like a good sign. I rode a little closer. "Would you like to come for a boat ride?" I was so proud of myself. What a smooth line. "I better not," she said. "My mother wouldn't like it if I went out without asking someone. But you can pull your boat up on shore and we can talk for a while." I rowed my boat and pulled the boat up on shore. There was an extra chair and she asked me to sit down. "So, Tom, you live down the lake a little. It must be great to live on a lake all year round." "I live in the city," Teresa said. I knew that saying I lived down the lake was stupid, but maybe I could recover from this like I did when I called the umpire crazy. "Actually, Teresa, I don't live right on the lake, but I walk to my neighbor's house who does live on the lake. I help him with chores, and he lets me swim and take his boats out." I wondered if I just lost value because I don't live on the lake. "What grade are you in?" She was still asking questions, so maybe I did recover. "I'm going into fifth grade at Twin Beach. What about you?" "I will be in fifth grade at Riley," she said with a smile. "Riley is an upper elementary school. I used to go to Rosedale." "Upper elementary?" I asked, confused. "Yes, in Livonia, we go to lower elementary through fourth grade. So I was attending Rosedale, and then upper elementary for fifth and sixth," she said, smiling again. "Twin Beach is kindergarten through sixth, so I've been there for 5 years and have two more to go." I had no idea that all elementary schools didn't have the same grade levels. "Do you like school?" I asked, scraping for something to keep the conversation going. "Yes, I do. What about you?" "Yes, I do too," I said. "So, what is there to do in Livonia?" Oh no, why would I ask that? It sounded negative. "I am in a community theater and choir. It's a lot of fun. What about you?" "I play baseball. I'm a first baseman. We did okay this year. I hit a grand slam home run to beat the undefeated team on the last day of the season." I couldn't wait to get that out. "Wow," she said, "that's impressive. Do you want to meet my parents? I think if they met you, they might be okay with me going for a boat ride. I'll be right back." Meet the parents? I was just trying to get a kiss from the dream girl. Where is this going? Teresa returned from the house with her mother, father, grandmother, and grandfather. She introduced me to everybody. I remembered to shake hands with all the adults as they were introduced. "So, where do you live?" her grandfather asked. "I live on Pontiac Trail with my mother. We are good friends with Ray Davis, who goes to our church. He owns the boats and lets me borrow them." "I know Ray. He's a doctor. He's a good man," her grandfather said. "You can take a little ride, but we want to watch you, so stay in our sight," her mother said. "Okay," Teresa said, and we walked down and got in the boat. I pushed the boat off and began to row. We rowed around, talking and smiling. I wanted to tell her how pretty she was, but Gramps had warned me not to do too much too early. After a little ride, I took her back to shore. Her parents and grandparents were waiting for her. I don't think they took her eyes off us the entire time. She got out of the boat and thanked me. I didn't want to wear out my welcome, so I decided to get back in the boat and head back. Then Teresa asked her parents, would it be okay if Tom comes over on Thursday to watch the fireworks with us? Thursday was Independence Day and was celebrated on the 4th of July with fireworks. President Johnson had decided not to make this one of the Monday holidays starting in 1971. Her grandmother said, sure, we cook out, so come around 7. And then her mother said, bring your mother too. I'd like to meet her. My mother? Wow, this is a meet the parents. I said, thank you. I will check with my mother. Her grandmother wrote her name and number on a piece of paper, gave it to me and said, have your mother call me, please. I said I would and headed out. What a day. What a very special day. Teresa was so very special.